What's up? What is going on, party people? Throw your hands in the air. Wave them like you just don't care. What is going on? We did not mute the TV, so now we're going to do that. We got the TV going. Yes, forgot to mute it. Got the laundry going. Yes, forgot to close the door. And we're already off the freaking rails, dude. Some big news, some big exciting, big old dick news. Daddy got a truck. Papa got a truck. Now I'm just like, I'm one of those fucking dudes when you see me on the street. You're just like, wow, I bet that dude's dick is tiny. That's me. Big truck energy. Little dick energy. I never thought I was going to be a truck guy, but now look at me. Never thought I was going to be married, but now look at me. Never thought I was going to have my own company starting up, but now look at me. Yeah, as you can tell, I've changed. Dude, you changed. Yeah, you damn right I did. Changed my whole mood up. Boy. Y'all want this energy. Y'all want this truck energy. Big truck energy. I don't give a fuck. I changed up on y'all. Just kidding. It's just me. I do have a truck, though. That's true. And guess what else? I am so in tune with my masculinity that I started journaling. Hell yeah. Jenna said, you don't even have to tell anybody. And I said, no. Vern, Davey, and Frank need to know this. My three listeners need to know this. You guys all should be downloading it yourselves, though, okay? Frank, download it yourself. Davey, download it yourself. Vern, download it yourself. But you could play it. You just have to play it once. As long as I'm getting those downloads, baby. And one of the girls from work went back to Israel. So now when I start looking at the podcast schematics analytics, if I don't see Israel lighten up now and well, lighten up on my podcast. I don't want Israel to literally light up because, you know, they're touchy subject over there. So hopefully on the map of the podcast app, fucking Israel is just a little lit up. You know what I'm saying? You know, guys, war is never funny. it's just, you know, it's very, sorry, it's a kid show. We can't be talking about war and stuff. We talk about trucks. Kid show, trucks. That's just how I'm going to get out of saying, like, any conversation that makes me uncomfortable, I'm going to say, stop, it's a kid show. We got to get on something else. Journaling. Kids, you should be writing in your journal. I write to God. I do. That sounded like a joke, but it wasn't. I've been journaling to God, and it's for me and him. And Jenna thinks she's going to get a peek of this. Till death do us part, me and this journal. Sorry, babe. What else? Oh, dude. Last fucking podcast. We ended it. I don't think we ended it with it, but at some point I drank a Buzz Ball during that podcast. Also the milk one, the chocolate milk Buzz Ball. Not good. Not good. I'm still all about bringing, I drink, you want to know something gross? Other than just Buzz Balls in general, I drink three of them that day. I drink a chocolate one during the podcast. I drank a chocolate one before we went to Topgolf to meet Vern and Davey there. You know, because Kara bitched out like she always does on us. She's so, dude, if she listens to this, I am so sick of her shit, okay? I'm so sick of her saying, yeah, I'll stop by for the party. You know what, man? You either come to the parties, you come to the gatherings, you meet us at the place, or you don't. You don't go to Topgolf for 30 minutes to stop by. You know what I mean? You know what really grinds my... You know what really grinds my gears? Peter Griffin. Dude, whatever, man. I mean, I don't... It's a kid's show, so we don't want to get too worked up over here, right? Anyway, me, Jenna, Vern, Davey, Topgolf. Is there anything else to say? Yeah, I drank three Buzz Balls that day. Why the fuck did I drink three Buzz Balls that day? I drank a Buzz Ball in the pod, drank a Buzz Ball before we went to Topgolf. Then we got to Topgolf. I was chugging brewskis. Then we went after Topgolf to get Mexican, chugged another Buzz Ball before Mexican. And then I had a margarita. And I kind of browned out a little bit here. I remember stuff and I don't remember stuff. I feel like we took shots of tequila and I don't remember if we did, but I think we did shots of tequila, and I don't think Jenna does shots of tequila, so I think I might have did two, which is really fucked up. So then we got home and your boy was like, all right, I have all this poison in my body. I should pack a bowl. So I'm like, let me put some more poison in my body. So I go outside, and as soon as I hit it one time, I puked. I puked on the patio, but not on the patio. So we have our rocking chairs, then there's a mulch, like, garden area, and then the grass. So what I did was, instead of taking one extra step and puking in the grass, which would have been the right move. That would have been the A+, 100%, you fucking nailed it. Actually, that probably would have been toilet flush, no, nothing, right? Grass was the second option. That's like an A-, B+, right? We're in that, like, 88 to 92%, you did the right thing. But no. What I did was puked in the mulch area of the patio. And I puked, and I puked. And I thought I was good. Nope, there's more. Went on the opposite side of the sidewalk. Let me rephrase this. There's a patio, a cement patio. There's a little stepping stone to the grass area. And on either side of the stepping stones are mulch. What I did, I puked on the left side a lot and then thought I was done. Nope, there's more. Went to the right side. So the mulch area in general, it's like a C+. I covered both sides, you know? I really dropped the ball. I'm going to give myself a 67%. That's a D+, baby. We are still passing because it wasn't in the house. It wasn't on anything like bad. It wasn't on the cement part of the patio, but it was where you can see. And then it's been raining and yeah, like we're good. We're good. You know, if anything, I should boost my grade up a little bit for puking outside, because what I puked was delicious steak from the Mexican tacos that I had. That's all it was. It was just steak. Either I didn't chew my food and I was just swallowing bites of hard shell tacos whole, or the steak made it into my stomach and somehow it reconnected into perfect strips. I don't know which one of those is more likely, but that's what happened, man. And I'm not proud of it, but it's something that happened and we're going to stick with it, dude, because that's all we can do. I'm not proud of it, but it happened. And if I told you about my journaling, I'm going to be telling you guys about my puke. It's the yin and the yang of the podcast. You know, we get kids show. You also get adult that can't handle putting too many different liquors, especially dairy based liquors, into his stomach. And he expels them before bed. The move is, by the way, this is going to sound insane. If you're completely wasted and you're not gonna puke, but you could puke, just fucking puke, dude. Because the hangover the next day was... the hangover the next day was so not that bad that I drank another fucking Buzzball because I'm a gangster. No. I drank the other Buzzball on Sunday. The Saturday, I think I did chill a little bit. But it wasn't bad. The hangover wasn't bad, and it should have been. It really should have got me, and it didn't. We all have those ones, though, where you wake up after, like, a long night. You definitely have it more in, like, your early 20s, but we've all had those nights where you go in, and you're like, you wake up, and you're just like, how am I not hungover? Ooh, how am I not hungover? How am I not hungover? Oh, how am I not hungover? You know, everybody's had one of those. Hopefully, no. Kid show. I was going to say, this is a kid show, so don't listen to this. This is just me talking. Hopefully, everybody's had one of those nights where you get home and you wake up and you're like, oh, fuck. How did I get home? How did I get home? How did I get home? How the fuck did I get home? You know? But, and then you go and you check. You're like, oh my God. My car is fine. I didn't hit anything. I made it home. Oh my God. I threw the Taco Bell in the trash. Oh, drunk me saved sober me in the morning a Mexican pizza? Oh my God. You know, we all have those nights. But the not hungover ones are much better, in my opinion. When you're like, oh, shit. Those eyes open up. You go, wait a minute. You go, wait for it. Oh, I'm not hungover. I can go work out right now. I mean, I'm not gonna, but I could. So, yeah, dude, that was last weekend, right after the last podcast. So, am I a good drinker? I don't know. No, probably not. Do I have a truck now? Yeah, dude, I'm part of that flat. I'm a flatbed boy. I don't think it's a flatbed. Maybe it is a flatbed. Don't know trucks. Gang. So, yeah, dude, that's what I've been up to. What have you guys been up to? I talked about getting attacked by the goose. Oh, dude, the geese are gone, by the way. I think I talked about getting attacked by a goose. Because I did the 360 spin, hit it with the trash bag. Anyway, dude, they're gone now. And I don't think it was a happy ending for the geese. They were gone. And I went, and the one wasn't on the side of the building. I went and checked where the pile of eggs was. And there's nothing. There's, like, some fur balls. But the eggs are gone. And when I say gone, I mean they're gone. Like, there's no trace of egg. And that tied with the fact that it said that it takes about 28 days for the eggs to hatch once they're laid. and that they just appeared like 2 weeks ago, less than 2 weeks ago. Not looking good. I think something might have got them. You know, where the area it's at, I'm thinking coyote, raccoon, skunk, something, possum. By the way, I might have talked about this before. Possums, I want one so bad. I used to think that they were disgusting, large rats. But ever since the world of TikTok, and when they play possum, they're actually so scared that they freeze up. Like when a possum plays dead, it happens because they're so scared that they just freeze. Dude, they're just big rat looking bitches. And they don't really carry rabies. I always thought possums had rabies. They don't really, almost ever. They eat ticks. Like, pretty fucking cool animal. If you see a possum and you say, that thing's disgusting, it is, but don't freak out and kill it, is what I'm saying. They use those big ass tails that they got to, like, hold on to branches and shit. They're kind of cool. I want one. I don't want one. If I was with somebody that was like a possum expert and they're like, hey, pick it up like this. Pick it up like this. It should act like that. That's what I want. I want to be with a possum expert. Do we say possum or opossum? And why the O if we do say it? Because I don't like that. I'm just going to say possum. But I've heard it both ways. From the fucking experts on TikTok. But I think that's like when people call a gyro a euro. If you call a gyro a euro, you're a fucking pussy. Like, go get a job, dude. You called a gyro a euro? Dude, I remember the first time I heard a family member of mine, after years and years and years of calling it a gyro, they called it a euro. And I was like, you European fuckhead, why are you calling it that? That's not how we pronounce it in Parma, okay? That's like every now and then you go to a Mexican place and you hear the whitest lady there talking like she's Spanish. You're like, shut the fuck up, man. I think it's because I'm jealous. I think it's because I can't do it. That's why I get so upset. You know, Johnny, 2 years of Spanish over here. Do I remember anything? No, I don't. I do not remember anything. I remember talking about Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 in Spanish class with my boys. There are so many birds outside right now. One of them's got a ribbon in its mouth. What the fuck's happening right now? It's like I'm living in a Disney movie. This is amazing. A bird just had a ribbon in its mouth, and it was on the patio looking at me at the door. What am I? Mary fucking Poppins over here? Dude, am I Cinderella with the mice? Cinderella, dun-dun-dun it. Best part of Cinderella. Yeah, I watched Cinderella as a kid. Was those mice. Those mice? Oh, dude, this bird just got a huge piece of steak from my puke. Yeah, there's still some puke out there, by the way. Alright, I gotta not look out there, because I'm going to get distracted. Autism. I am trying to hide it, but I love the birds. Anyway, what were we saying? I don't remember. Oh, the mice in Cinderella. To be honest, they carried that movie. What? We gotta look up the fat mouse, because that's my guy. mice in Cinderella, Jack and Gus. Gus was my guy, dude. Gus was my guy. The fat one. Pfft. Dude. Bert and Mert. Shut the fuck up. Blue shirts and yellow hats. Bert and Mert. They could have gave these mice. They did these mice a little dirty with their names. Oh, we got all of them. Hold up. Hold up. We got Susie. We got Bert. We got Mert. Luke. Oh, Luke was kind of cool too. He was like the little one with the red nose. We got Perla. Jacques. And Gus. Do you think they said Jacques? Or did they say Jack? Jock. I don't know. What else? Oh, what the fuck? The eclipse, dude. How fucking crazy was that? One of the craziest things I've ever seen in my whole life. Probably the craziest thing I'll ever see in my whole life. I don't know. One time, my grandpa and I, there was a meteor shower, and we were sitting in my grandma's back, or my mom's backyard at like 3 a.m. Everybody else went to bed. We saw this fucking meteor go right over our head. It was like, it looked like it was at the height of like a plane. It was just a pure fireball. And we both looked at each other like, holy shit. That was a cool moment, especially because it was my gramps. But this fucking eclipse, dude. It was absolutely insane. There really isn't words that could, like, describe it. The crazy part, like, when it did get dark, it got cold as fuck. It got so cold. To watch it go from dark down the street and, like, watch the wall of dark come at you, very weird. Like, surreal. And then obviously, like, the eclipse part itself was insane. But the, like, coldness, the watching it get dark, watching the light start to come back, very strange. And I thought, well, I didn't think. I was wondering, like, if animals were going to, like, you know, if you'd start hearing, like, crickets or something. You know, that shit happens at night. You hear crickets and, like, nothing really happened. The birds freaked out a little bit, but, like, I wonder if the zoo was cool. Like, going to the zoo. But it also wasn't long enough that I think the animals would have, like, maybe something freaked out. Maybe a monkey, like, shit on its fucking sister's face or something. But for the most part, I don't know if, like, we just breezed by that on this podcast. We just breezed by the fact that a monkey just shit on its sister's face during the eclipse. But it was only like a couple. It would have been sweet if that happened for like 30 minutes or an hour. But, you know, 4 minutes is all we get of a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Dude, there's people that, like, chase eclipses, eclipse chasers. We'll say that, eclipse chasers. They said the next one's in, like, 2044. How old will I be then? I'll be fucking 50. Oh, I think I'm going to be sick. 2044, I'm going to be 50 years old. Ew. Depending on what time of the year it is. But, what the fuck? Ew, dude, I'm old. I'm 30 years old and I just got a truck, baby. I'm about to start listening to country. Let's put the O back in country. You feel me, baby? Dude, as soon as I signed the last paper to get this truck and he handed me the keys, I was like, I think I need to go get some skull. I think I need to go get some grizzly. I think I'm gonna start dipping. And then Jenna said, absolutely not. So I said, all right. I think I'm gonna go get some sunflower seeds. You know, I think I'm about that country life now. So I'm gonna go down by the creek. I'm gonna give me some crawdads. We're gonna have ourselves a little crawdad boil. And if you ain't drinking moonshine and Bush Light, you better get the fuck out my truck, baby. You know what I'm saying? You feel me, daddy? Dude, I fucking got that truck. I'm like, I think I'm gonna start golfing now. For real. I was so good at Topgolf. I'm never good at Topgolf. Like I've said a million times, I love it. I'm terrible at it. Dude, I was fucking Johnny Whack-a-Ball at Topgolf. I felt like Happy Gilmore. Trying to outdrive the amazing golf ball whacker guy. I made one to the last hole, which I've never done in my whole life. I'm always like, I'm going to fucking get, it's either white or brown. I'm going to fucking get the white one day. Never even come close. Always hit it right into the side nets. This one, whack. See ya. Catch me on the golf course. I drive the ball about 180 yards, baby. Hey, what's your drive? About 180 yards, baby. So shitty. Just thinking that you're the best, being confident in it, and then you give your stats. It's like, oh, how much you bench? Fucking bench 155, baby. Just. Oh, man. I wish I was like that. That's what I wish my mind state was. Was just like, whatever I did, I was just confident that that was like, that no one else did it better. My fucking podcast got like fucking, it's got 14,000 downloads, and I've been doing it since 2017. Like, I mean, and it wasn't even the beginning of 2017. It's like the middle of 2017, and I'm at 14,000 fucking downloads, Ben. I'm about to break fucking numbers. I got this podcast, dude. I'm gonna stop working. I'm gonna go just do my podcast and fucking go up, bro. I gotta get a podcast going and go up, bro. So yeah. I think we're gonna end a podcast here. Not for any other reason that other than I just got some new resistance bands. You can clip them all together and make it like a 90-pound resistance band. And I think I want to work out now. I think I'm going to go drink some pre-workout and work out now. Because I don't know if I told you guys this or if you know this, but like I got a fucking truck now, dude. So I got to start lifting weights. Lifted trucks and puppet nuts, dude. I'm about to go watch Labyrinth. Have myself a day. Maybe may have a fucking bubble bath. I don't know. But about to go watch Labyrinth, Dark Crystal, all the Jim Henson films. Dude, Labyrinth is a crazy movie, by the way. People, I don't know if everybody knows about Labyrinth, but Labyrinth, I might actually watch it now. I love that movie. Who's the dude in Labyrinth? The David Bowie? Is that who it is? Yeah, David Bowie. Jennifer Connelly? Dude. Hell yeah, I'm watching Labyrinth today. She sat down. Which way do you want to go? Dude, Labyrinth? Are you kidding me? You have no power over me. I'm watching fucking Labyrinth. Fuck it. I'm about to go work out and watch Labyrinth and get big as fuck, dude. Sarah. Dude, there are so many things from Labyrinth that I need on the soundboard. Oh. Dude, that's it. We're out of here. I'm going to watch Labyrinth and get fucking beefy. Until next time, everybody. Peace.